Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bob Chapman's our guest. The mainstream media everywhere is admitting world government is here, but saying it will save us. A few people like Lou Dobbs are saying it's a bad idea. He's been credibly doing it for a long time, but conservatively, I believe he's good. But CNN lets him on to have some credibility because people now know this is going on. The establishment can't ignore it any longer. So we're into a conditioning period. And the establishment's getting scared. That's why Brzezinski and all of them are on TV going, oh, the evil bankers, oh, we've got to do something. They're going to bait and switch that and shut down smaller tax havens for the general public at the retail level. So they use our anger and put it into their own operations. It's very, very sophisticated. Bob Chapman, let's get into what's happening with the economy right now. Let's break down it plunging in the last 2 days below 7,000. You had predicted that for late February, early March, I remember a few months ago. But then you've also predicted, I'm going from memory, that it'll go back up for a while and then take an even greater plunge. You've talked about it going down to 4,000, correct?
Right. And I think if we were to hold at 4,000, we would be very, very fortunate. We touched 6,700 yesterday in that area, and the news that came out today was so dreadful on employment and other things, and the market's up 127 points. And that means the United States government's in there trying to hold the market up to keep it from going lower. I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't get a small rally here back to 7,200, which would be normal, and to test that 7,268 bottom that was set in 1994 and then again in 2002. And so over the period of time here, we'll go down into the 6,000 to 6,600 area probably in the next month or so. And it'll find some sort of a bottom there. And then it'll rally again and then go lower. But perhaps this year, in all probability next year, and the timing on this is so hard, we're going to see 4,000. And if you want to project what happened during the last depression, and we are in a depression already, we started at the beginning of February, if you want to go back and compare it to the 1930s, and I believe we're about five times worse off today than we were then, I think that we're looking at a duplication of the 89% correction that took place in 1933. And if that's the case, we're going down to somewhere between 1,260 and 1,450. And that's a long, long way down.
And now the establishment
will eventually get there.
And now the establishment just has to manage the collapse, pose as our saviors, blame a few little Madoffs, you know, their minions, while they carry out the Ponzi scheme that's meant to implode the whole world into their hands. I don't think they're going to get away with it, Bob.
I don't think so either. And I think, you know, one of their major problems is going to be right on Wall Street for people who are not directly involved. People who work there, they have a good idea what's going on. And I talk to some of them, and they usually live out in Long Island or a little bit upstate or over in New Jersey, and they're all armed and doing the same thing that we're doing because they know what's coming.
Yeah, that's the issue. We told the truth for decades. You told it for 40-plus years. As we read the globalist plans, now it's all coming true. We did our work planting the seeds of truth. Man, this is going to be one hell of a fight, though, Bob.
I know it is, and they know if they lose, they're going to totally lose power. And in some instances, via treason, they're probably going to forfeit their lives and fortunes.
But you know they'll stage nuke attacks, they'll stage fake terror attacks. RAND Corporation says they're getting ready to stage World War III to cover this up. I mean, we got to realize we're dealing with vicious killers here.
That's right. They are evil, evil people, and they are going to have another war, and I've been talking about that on this program for some time.
Bob, stay there. Let's talk more about the economy and how fast the deepening depression is accelerating and how bad it's going to get with Bob Chapman. Then scheduled later, we got Lindsey Williams popping in to take your calls and get more into how they're imploding the oil markets by design. In fact, John, get that clip ready from the Davos thing with George Soros. We haven't even played that yet. We've had it for weeks. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back after this quick break.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. people are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Don't forget, March 15th, the Obama deception drops at PrisonPlanet.tv in super high quality, an information warfare weapon. Who the bankers are, how they control things, how Obama's their puppet, how Bush was their puppet, how it's seamless integration from administration to administration, setting up their world government, their carbon taxes, total control, all of his lies, what his real agenda is, the FEMA camps, the forced conscription, the states revolting. The film is done. The film's been sent off to be mass-produced. We'll probably have it in the next 7 days and start packaging them up to ship out on the 15th. Get your orders in at Infowars.com right now or call toll-free 888-253-3139. They're betting that he can neutralize the left and the general public to stand down while they launch their New World Order so they can stage their terror attacks and start huge wars. They're doing it all. They're moving ahead. If we expose their agenda now, and believe me, these films have power. If you spread it out to everybody, make copies of the DVD, download it from PrisonPlanet.tv, spread it out to everybody. If you go crazy with this, it will have a big effect. Believe me, we have more power than a lot of you actually realize and know. Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, if people just realize they can take action and defeat this thing, we can do it. But really, folks need to understand that, don't they?
They certainly do. And your program goes a long way toward accomplishing that. And please, when you get these tapes, make copies. Send them all over the place, all over the world. Let people know what's going on. It's just like with my publication. You know, I tell people who are subscribers, if you want to send it to other people, do it. Some of them will subscribe because they want to get their own copy, but that's not what the mission is. The mission is to get the story out, to make people understand who the real enemy is.
Absolutely. Bob, when I say this, I'm not putting a good face on it. It's the truth. The military's waking up. More contributions to Ron Paul than to any other candidate, including the Democrat. Kept saying just Republican. No, it's all candidates. They know. The police are waking up. If people become aware of stage terror, stage financial collapse, and learn this is a bunch of Madoff criminals running things, and he was the founder of the NASDAQ, and that all these banks are involved in this by design, and they learn how the IMF and World Bank bankrupt countries like Argentina, Iceland, and others, and now doing it here in England and Europe by design, we can defeat these people. I mean, bottom line, folks, we've got to tell the truth. We've got to get the story out there because the enemy is so obviously criminal. If we just tell the truth, they're going to be defeated.
And I think what to go along with this, Alex, is the fact that we have projected on your program that the economy is going to do exactly what it has done over the past 5 years, you know, gone into the sewer. And your program and my publication and a handful of others, very few, unfortunately, have projected this, and we've been right all along. So, ladies and gentlemen, the audience, please listen, because we get the handle on this. We know what we're talking about. We know that where this is going. You've got to listen, and you've got to act, because when unemployment continues to expand, the U6 is really about 15.5% right now. That's a government figure. That's intermediate unemployment, and not to go into detail on it. And that'll be over 22% this year. And next year, it'll go higher. And as more and more people become discontented, all this information, particularly the tapes that you have, they will be put into fertile hands because people will start listening and saying to themselves, who did this to me? And we're going to tell them who and how to change things.
That's right. But if we're not there, and remember, we're the people that told you 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago as this was unfolding. America was a big country to take down, to bring into tyranny. But they slowly took over all the institutions. They set it up, and we always knew they'd have a financial implosion to do it. This is the final coup de grace, as they say. We have, but the globalists admit they're using this as an opportunity for the New World Order. We have to use this as an opportunity, like judo, as they attack us, to use their force against them. I want to play a video clip of George Soros a few weeks ago, because this dovetails with what Lindsay Williams said about not just imploding other commodities and oil. He said this back when it was $147 a barrel, because he knows a big oil company executive he worked with. He said it was going to drop down below 50. It's gone as low as 33. It's right up at 40 right now. And he, you know, if he said a year and a half down the road they would go back into hyperinflation. To bankrupt all Russia, bankrupt Venezuela, bankrupt Canada, bankrupt the oil fields of Texas and Oklahoma. So they're doing this to create a depression while they hyperinflate and buy everything up. So let's go ahead and play that clip and get Bob Chapman's take on this. Here is George Soros admitting that, oh, it's okay that oil's plunging. This is being used basically as a weapon to bring down the Arab states and other nations. Here it is.
Bank efforts going on in the United States, but there's so much else to be discussed here because this is, after all, the World Economic Forum. Let's talk for a moment about the price of oil. What are the implications of $40 oil in your mind?
Well, it's a sudden reversal of fortunes for the oil-producing countries. So, and in the Gulf states, you have quite a few bubbles popping. You know, Dubai was one of probably the biggest real estate bubble in the world, and it's now bursting. However, it's not all bad news, because the major oil-producing countries have been the enemies of the prevailing world order: Venezuela, Iran, Russia. And it's not so easy to finance a Bolivarian revolution with $40 oil. So I think Venezuela is, Chavez, probably his days are numbered. And in Iran, I think that he's not going to last a year. I may be wrong, but I mean, he's under considerable duress and his influence is going to decline. In Iran, Ahmadinejad is up for elections in 2009, and unless he can provoke some incident, or I think that he's liable to also be defeated and you may have a more reasonable regime.
What about Russia?
Now, Russia is more troubling because Putin has been using oil for a number of reasons to reestablish Russia's geopolitical influence, to enrich the rulers, to maintain themselves in power, and to bribe the rulers of the neighboring countries to gain control over their gas. But through the success, he was very popular. And
not so easy now.
Now, suddenly you have had a financial collapse, inflation, ruble falling, living standards falling. And there is a danger that he will be more adventurous, trying to have some foreign adventure, Ukraine, whatever, to divert attention.
I'm afraid we have to end it there. George Soros, I'd like to thank you very much. We didn't get to China, but we heard lots about Russia. That is George Soros, live from Davos, the World Economic Forum.
Now, understand, this is the perfect plan. Destroy the economy, destroy oil, consolidate everything. The banks hoard the bailout money given to them by every European and Western nation, including the U.S. and Canada, in over $20 trillion total, just $9.7 trillion here in the United States alone of our tax money. This is their big, massive move. And there's Soros admitting all of this, but then claiming that Putin's starting things and Venezuela's starting things and Iran is starting things when Iran has terrorists from the United States and Israel, they admit, the White House admits, staging terror attacks, Wahhabists, actually Al-Qaeda, working with the globalists, as they always do, attacking them. They're taking it. All of this is happening. They staged the sneak attack on Russian-held areas in South Ossetia and Abkhazia back on 888. The media claimed that Russia had snuck attack. Then they admit that was a hoax. We can really see their move. And here's Soros, who implodes economies on a smaller scale to make his tens of billions in the past through currency manipulation. Now he's posing like the good guy here. This is amazing, Bob Chapman.
Yeah, it is. And it bears out what you said early in the program, that they're coming out into the open because they're being forced to, not only by the knowledge that we're spreading throughout the world, but also the BRIC nations, as they're called, have pushed the Illuminists into a corner as well. What he says about Venezuela and Iran is true. In the case of Venezuela, the popularity of Mr. Chavez is down to 54% from over 60, and that's understandable. There's not as much money to go around under his regime. In Iran, as well as in Venezuela, you have the CIA and others who are trying to undermine the governments in those countries. And this Stanford affair that just happened, which they're trying to keep it undercover, was a government operation, which is very similar to the Australian Nugent Hand episode that went on in the, I think it was the late 80s. And which I won't get into here, but it was another government operation. And what George doesn't tell you is that he was the one who financed and organized all of these incursions into the Baltic countries as well as Ukraine and others with these orange and red and violet revolutions, which has caused Russia so much trouble. And this is intelligence warfare, and he's behind a good part of it. So for him to come out and say what he said, which could have been said by you, Alex, or I, because that is what's happening, for him to have to admit that, you know that they're on their backsides. They're wondering, what do we do next?
It's amazing, though, that, again, we told people this 6 months ago, and now it's at Davos 2 weeks ago. I mean, everything we tell you is what's happening, because we really know how the geopolitical system works. We know who the globalists are. We're right about this. Bob, I want to do 5 more minutes with you on the other side, because I want you to talk about these latest Ponzi schemes that are imploding and how their intelligence operations, the National the Securities and Exchange Commission coming out and saying national security on Madoff and other issues, admitting the White House is involved in all of this, stealing your pension funds, folks. These are nothing but banker criminals using the intelligence agencies in the West they founded and Homeland Security to oppress the people while they thieve.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Lindsey Williams is always very punctual about interviews. We may have gotten a time zone wrong with him, or he may have gotten one wrong. He'll probably be on the next hour, if not tomorrow. But we got Bob Chapman on with us right now. But I wanted to get Williams on and play the Soros clips and take your calls. Calls are coming up in the next segment. A bunch of other news I haven't gotten to. And we have another state rep from another state moving to declare sovereignty popping in the last 15 minutes of the show today. Bob Chapman, it's clear that Obama is another color revolution, just like the CIA and Soros on record funded the orange and the purple and the and you know all these, that's what they call them, is they go by colors for those that don't know, encircling Russia, starting fights with it. We're no fans of the elites in Russia. The point is, the globalists are the big daddy. NATO's the big daddy. It's moving weapons in. It launched a sneak attack on Georgia. And Obama is their color revolution here to give the people a fake revolution as well.
Well, that capsulizes it. You're absolutely correct. And they're going to continue to use these artifices and devices to mislead the public. And, you know, the public isn't educated in these matters. You know, most of them, once they get a job and they're going through life, they don't educate themselves further. They would rather watch the news and watch programs on television or sporting events. And so it's up to us to tell them what is being done to them and, you know, how people are pulling the wool over their eyes. And this color thing is one of those artifices which they use.
Describe for those that don't know why they call it a color revolution.
It's just a piece of misdirection. It's to make people think that there's actually a popular uprising within a country. We'll take Ukraine as an example. And by putting a color on it, it changes everything. It allows people to follow something rather than an individual. Following a colored movement like purple. And that's how they get away with what they're doing. And then they convince the people that they should change the government, which they did in a number of these countries.
So it's staged false revolutions because they know worldwide the people are in revolt. That's in the Pentagon, the public documents, that's in the British Ministry of Defense plans. And they admit the public is revolting against globalism. So every time the public revolts, the establishment goes in with a fake revolution. And that's what we've got to watch with Glenn Beck and others now posing as our saviors, but mixing all the lies and pro-war rhetoric into the middle of it.
You have nailed it down. Absolutely. That's exactly what they're doing. Go back to the 1950s and read the first books on brainwashing, which had, you know, come into publishing at that time as a result of what went on during the Korean War. And the fundamentals are all there. I mean, I studied them because I had to, and fortunately, I must say. And every place that they've started these, began and created these political revolutions, some of which became somewhat violent, but most of them were political, they've lost power. And the reason they were doing it in the Baltics and Ukraine and in the Balkans as well is to keep Russia off balance.
Balkans were about. I mean, when we take the big color revolution of 1917, 1918, we're on record. New York and London banks publicly funded the Bolsheviks, tens of thousands of terrorists with weapons and trainloads of gold to go in and blow out the czars who were, you know, not saying are perfect. The point is, that was the British cousins knocking off their other cousins, the czars, on record. And, you know, they killed 40 million people. This is what they do.
That's right. That's exactly what they do. You know, in the Russian established government at that time, the monarchy, was getting hit from both sides. They had the Germans on one side attacking them, and then they had the Red Forces against the White Army getting it from the other side. It was a brutal situation.
Absolutely, and they know what they're doing, but if the public is aware of these operations, they fall apart. And you're right, more and more, their false flag ops, their NATO options, the different systems that they've been using are blowing up in their face. They are not working.
Well, we can't let government get away with what they get away with some years ago in BCCI. And this is what the Stanford thing is, I believe. I'm only guessing at this point, but I do know that the employees that Stanford had in Venezuela were paid by the Central Intelligence Agency.
I got to stop you again. I know I said I was going to let you go, and I want to go to calls, but quick break. We'll do four more minutes on the side. Plug the newsletter, too. I want, because I forgot last segment, I said I wanted you to talk about that, the Madoff things, the Stanford deals, more and more of these Ponzi schemes, always with national security being declared around them. What is the point of all the money, you know, these business fronts where they put Wall Street money in to go infiltrate countries, including our own, and they do it by stealing police, firemen, and teachers' pension funds? And we'll break that down. Bob, you can do five more minutes?
Anytime you want.
All right, you're the best. Bob Chapman is our guest. Your phone call straight ahead. A ton of news and a lot more. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
You know, if you studied history, the Roman Empire, the Byzantines, the Chinese empires, the Qin, the Japanese, humans act the same. People are people. Africa, people are people. I mean, in basic villages, between villages are subterfuge, backstabbing, cliques, secret societies, intelligence operations. And they somehow told everybody, go out and play. The world's a wonderland. It's safe. Have fun. Leave your government alone. Let them operate in secret under national security. Then we got used as military slaves. We lost our freedoms. We got taxed to fund the New World Order. And now they're really getting ready to make us serfs. They're fully dropping the hammer. They're done just using us. They want to make us basically bankrupt slaves so we have no economic power to have jobs, to go to college. The globalists constantly say they want poor, stupid serfs living in basically squalor, compact city control grids. And it's here. History is nothing but empires and slaughter and death and evil people taking control. There's a few precious times when people of vision who love humanity have gotten in control, they've set up systems to tie down tyranny, to tie down government. And it's never been perfect, but under those systems, milk and honey flows. Creativity, inventiveness explodes. Renaissance. The globalists want to put us back into a post-industrial world, in their words. they want to control. That's what the carbon taxes are. This is hellish we're facing. Wake up. Stop being children. Join the fight of your life. We have a good chance of winning if you'll get up. The fake Christian churches are government paid for. They tell folks, lay down. It's the end of the world. Rejoice that things are getting bad. Jesus will be here soon. It's made up, folks. But even if it was the end of the world next week, you have a moral duty to fight evil and corruption. Bob Chapman, a comment on that, and then let's get your quick take on these Ponzi schemes. You had said when the Madoff thing first broke that you had intelligence sources on air. You wrote about in the newsletter that it was a scam with the U.S. government and Israel fencing the money. Then it did start coming out in mainstream news that he had government connections. He allowed to stay in his house, ship gold and diamonds out. I mean, obviously, one guy didn't steal $50 to $100 million by himself. They claim he ran it all himself. His sons have moved to Latin America. And then you said other Ponzi schemes would come out. And every time they do, there's all these intelligence agencies' connections. And then a few weeks ago, in congressional, 3 weeks ago in congressional testimony, the Securities and Exchange Commission said, we will not testify on this. We're declaring national security, presidential directives. This is a national security issue. When they were saying for 9 years, you were told this was a scam. And you did nothing. And they said, we declare national security. We played that clip here. That is an admission right there, Bob, that you were right.
And, you know, the SEC have been on my case since 1967. And they have never let up. And they are nothing but a criminal organization. And they are working with the major brokerage firms, the banks, to perpetuate profit. They won't even put the uptick rule back in for shorting. They won't even stop naked shorting. But they've got plenty of time to go and put small brokerage houses, small brokers, and newsletter writers out of business. And so the proof is all there. Madoff. It took hundreds of people to pull that scam. Where did the money go? They don't want to tell you. It's a state secret. The latest is the apartment worth $7 million or $70 million or whatever it is.
60 mil.
He is allowed to live in, if you can believe this. This man is a criminal, an admitted criminal. And it all belongs to his wife, so she should keep it. Give me a break. There's no way they're going to be able to prove that, because the only way she can keep that is to prove that those things were given to her by somebody else, and that is not the case. And do you think somebody or a number of people are going to go up and lie about having given her that apartment or having
given
her
other things? Well, look at how they're protecting him. And I don't know if you watched those hearings in Congress. I watched quite a bit of it working on the Obama deception. They kept the SEC kept defending Madoff, saying it's not proven, he's not guilty, and they're like, he's confessed. And they said national security.
Well, that's the level that I operate at. And I'll tell you, I've nailed them time after time. And the CFTC, the Commodity Futures Trading Corporation, is every bit as bad. And they're the ones who are in the COMEX and the commodity market. And the rigging in the gold and silver markets is in other markets as well. You saw what they did in deleveraging by bringing down the entire commodity market, oil included. And look where we are now. And then to go along with what you were talking about, carbon taxes, go one step further. Massachusetts and all of the big business leaders are for this.
A parking tax.
They want to put a gasoline tax of 26 cents a gallon on. That's one of the reasons they brought gasoline down, so they could do that. And next they'll have a UN gasoline tax, which will fund those international.
No. They've announced there's going to be a tax on children, a carbon tax. You can just Google that. It's all over the news how great it is. The very criminal bankers that have run all these scams now setting up world government where we pay our taxes to them. It's incredible. Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. Folks can get a free copy of it there or subscribe to it twice a week electronically. Or how often does the hard copy that gets mailed out go out?
That goes out twice a month for those who are not on the internet.
All right. So theinternationalforecaster.com. Bob Chapman, we'll talk to you again on Friday. So much is happening that we'll need you back on again. Thank you so much. Your knowledge and foresight and understanding of this is invaluable, and you continue to be proven absolutely dead on. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You bet. There goes Bob Chapman. As I said, Lindsey Williams is always on target, always on time. Time zone issue, something. He may be coming in the next hour. If not, he'll be on the next few days. There's a lot of new developments there, and I wanted to have Lindsey on. But right now, let's go to Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, you're on the air. Yes, Mark.
Hi, what's going on? A long-time listener, big fan. You're one of my heroes. Just want to get that out. I know you're probably pressed for time, so I'll just get right into the issue. From Wisconsin, as far as I can tell, my state is not part of the state sovereignty movement. We really got to push for that. Right in front of me, I have the number, if I can give it out, for Senator Russ Feingold's office. It's area code 202.
Hold on. Wouldn't you want to call the state legislature instead of the federal, Senator?
You may be right. That's the only number I was able to get was his Washington office. I do have the local offices.
But see, he's a federal senator. They want federal control. You want to call the legislature, the state government.
I gotcha. So,
but, I mean, go ahead and get Feingold's number out if you want. I mean, go ahead.
All right. That number is area code 202-224-5323. What would your suggestion be then, as far as web pages to pull up for local representatives?
I would Google Wisconsin legislature, and I would start calling your representative in your area, and then committee chairman and others, and say 30. Now it's 31 states, but it is resolutions, and I would get copies of resolutions from New Hampshire, Oklahoma, and others, and I'd email them to their email address. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Mark. Lindsay in Idaho. Lindsay, you're on the air.
Good day, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Just to let you know, you're talking about this Glenn Beck TV fiasco, I guess. Just to let the listeners know, I just sent the gentleman an email, and I just suggest that the listeners do the same. Let him know pretty much what you think, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, you need to send him documents, concentration camp documents, all the documents I covered in that 55-minute analysis I did with just all the proof of the FEMA camps from the government, from the Army, direct sources, video of it, news articles, everything. So he doesn't sit up there and go, I'll tell you about the camps. See, he knows this is the biggest thing out there.
Well,
he'll get credibility. He'll cover some of it, then make jokes about it. This is a guy that said put 9/11 truthers in FEMA camps that were Timothy McVeigh's.
Of course.
I mean, this guy is a piece of work at Fox News. People are saying trust him. When you watch it, and it's a load of crap. He'll admit there's a New World Order, but then say it's run by Putin.
Well, I'm just saying that the listeners, to give him a good email barrage, I have his email address if you want it, and people, if they want to send something to him, letting him know what you think.
Sure, go ahead.
His email address is me@glennbeck.com.
All right. Anything else, sir?
I'm just saying to the listeners, I didn't put anything crude or derogatory or whatever. I just stated what I thought and that he needs to do a little more of his own accurate investigation before he goes out there and, you know, starts talking like he has been. And I'm just saying to the listeners to give him an email barrage and let him know that, you know, people are watching. That's all.
Absolutely. Well, that's what he wants is the hype from this. The reason we're covering it, like when Lou Dobbs conservatively in a focused manner covers and tells the truth, we support him. It's amazing. We're there. But when Glenn Beck, if you listen to him, he says, maybe FEMA camps are good. I don't know if they're real. Ooh, conspiracy theories. He's making jokes about it while acting like he's against it. This is the guy that said, put 9/11 truthers in jail. This is the guy that said, use the Army against us. We're a bunch of McVeighs. This is the guy that says he's worried about Bubba's and their guns. I mean, you can just watch it. It's doublespeak. My gosh, it's so obvious.
Alex, before I sent him off a comment that I had, and like I said, it was nothing crude or anything, but just telling the gentleman to get his facts straight.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. It's just for anybody with his resources, with a radio producing crew and a Fox News crew, saying he's looking into it, he doesn't know if it's true or not, or maybe it is, or maybe it's a good thing. I mean, come on. We know this is a long-term plan. We've laid out all the evidence. Let's talk to Eve in Illinois. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Glenn. I've only been listening to you for about a week.
This is Glenn Beck.
Sorry, Glenn. We were just talking about Glenn. Sorry, Alex.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I'm a little nervous. I'm a police officer, and my husband's a police officer. I've only been listening to you for about a week, but my mom and dad have listened to your show, and they've been talking to us about it. And my husband just recently was offered an opportunity to join a group called the Mobile Field Force. What it is a... every department in Illinois is sectioned off into, like, north, south, east, and west, and they take so many officers from that department to go and train two and three times a month. Now, I find it a little odd because they really don't know exactly what they're training for. They try to play it off like it's after what happened in Louisiana when a, you know, crisis comes up or a natural disaster. They want to be able to have these officers.
Yeah, we've had a man, officer, stay there. I mean, I hear your radios beeping. Do you need to take that real fast and we'll come back to you?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
We share with other departments, so that was just another department talking. They train, and from what my husband tells me, the training that they do is very militaristic, you know, mm-hmm. in scope. And I just, he's a little, you know, I don't know if I believe all that, but I know you were talking, too, that you think that there's going to be another terror attack, and it's probably going to be, you know, in the schools or in a mall. And I also work part-time at a high school as a security guard. And after Columbine, I thought for sure we would, you know, do a lot of drills and things like that just to make sure we're kind of up to snuff in our security, and we've done nothing until the last year and a half. And we started intensifying and doing all these drills and,
right.
you know, doing all these scenarios, and I just, you know, find it a little odd, and I just wanted
officer,
to...
Officer, let me tell you. Go to YouTube, go to Google, watch Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. You will witness troops training to take our guns. Earlier in the show, in the second hour, I spent almost all the segments, 50 minutes, going over all the documentation. There are real camps. People are already in them. They take police. You're really under federal control. The training's reasonable at first, you know, chemical or bio attack. And then the next training is door-to-door gun confiscation, cordoning neighborhoods. Then you'll be training with the military. They're watching your husband. They're studying if he goes along with it. They're studying if he understands. They're sifting through the police to find these devilish jackboot cadres. The Illinois governor announced 4 months ago, Blagojevich, former governor, on the news they were going to use the National Guard and neighborhood gun sweeps. They're doing drills everywhere where the military comes and says, let us search your neighborhood for guns. It's just a drill. NORTHCOM has announced they're going to use the military against the people. So, yes, and I'm aware of those teams, the mobile field forces, everywhere. They have these federally funded positions in the departments. That's what this is. We've had emergency managers from Indiana and other places on where they are gearing up for mass graves, for martial law. So specifically, any other points you've got, or what is the training like, you know, that he's a little concerned about?
Exercises we had to do, and I actually got to go do it with them, was we had to, like there was a biological attack, and we had to escort a truck to the area in Joliet, and we had to get these antidotes. Only enough for our department and our departmental family members. We had to provide guard duty for the truck as it came to town, so in case it was ambushed by people, you know, obviously that wanted the antidote for their families. And I really am to the point to where I don't want to be an officer anymore. I've been an officer for 12 years. My husband, 15. My dad's a retired officer. You know, part of me wants to stay in it, try to, you know, kind of keep my head in the door to figure out what's going
on. I think it's good. But in the time we have, listen to me very carefully, officer. You notice I told you your first training would be biological weapons release, correct?
Yes, and that's what it was.
Okay, now let me explain something. Did you hear 5 years ago when they said all the police and first responders had to take the smallpox shot and they refused? I'm sure you remember that or heard about that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How do they make you want it now? If you're doing dog training, and humans are very similar to dogs, the New World Order brags in manuals that they train us like dogs, you act like you don't want the dog to have the chew toy. You want it to come after the chew toy.
Mm-hmm.
The chew toy is really poison. So all over, they have them practice guarding these shots, and you watch, it'll happen with your husband, like it's some gold. That's to condition him to want to take the shots and to think of it as precious and wonderful, because they have to make the first responders take the forced inoculations first, so they will then force it on the public. And this has come out. We beat this 5 years ago. So then the next training down the road, or maybe three layers in, will be going and putting people on trucks and buses to take them to a sports stadium, and they will have the role players, generally played by other officers in the first phase, saying, I want that shot, and practicing attacking police because they want the shot. Now, in reality, the public's not going to want the shot, and then that way the officers feel like it's a shot they want, it's a shot the public's going to want, this is something precious. You understand? So this is psych warfare conditioning. Do you like being manipulated like that? Because they think you're stupid, and I don't think you're stupid.
No. My dad, he's been telling me the same things that you've been saying, and because he's a Vietnam veteran, and, you know, he's goes to the VA clinic and stuff for his insurance, and he's like, I won't take any shots that they try to give me. I refuse them. I don't want them, because he thinks, you know, that there's something in which there is.
Officer, Google cancer viruses and vaccines. You'll be mainstream news. Over 200 million Americans were injected with SV40, and they still put it in there. SV40, it's deadly. Most cancer is viral. They discovered this over 100 years ago. I've had top scientists on, mainline doctors. They found out it's viral. They implant all of us with time-delayed DNA recombinant cancer viruses that activate around retirement.
Yeah,
because they don't want to pay you social, ma'am. It's eugenics. Please look. Have you heard about how they?
Oh, I believe you. I totally believe you. I'm trying to wake other officers up to this, you know, and let them know that that's what's going on. You know, they are, like you said, are just lulled into this dream state. Like, oh, we're the good guys. We're fighting the bad guys. But I'm trying to let them know. I think they're going to try to make us be the bad guys, and I'm not going to go along with that. I'll die before I go in and I try to take another citizen's gun. I'm not going
to. This is incredible. We got Lindsay Williams, but I'm just going to have to come back to you. Can we come back to you for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, good. Folks, police, don't laugh at me. They're injecting us all with cancer. Please check it out for your own family and your own sake.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-237-2179. That's 800-237-2179. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-237-2179 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, defrozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Listen to me, folks. I know it's hard to believe they put cancer viruses in the vaccines and mercury. It's on record they do. All you've got to do is Google it. Mainstream news, government documents. They've caught the UN sterilizing women. That's mainstream news. Adding key pathogen that combines with the tetanus shot for an autoimmune response that destroys the key sexual organs. and their fertility. It's eugenics. Everything is eugenics. Hitler got his ideas from the U.S. and England. The scientific community basically all believed this. My film Endgame covers it. I had to get past my fear when I read these documents. I mean, it is bracing. It is shaking. There have been times years ago, I don't really do it anymore, where I would just sit down in the night and couldn't even cry. But tears would just, you know, like I wasn't retching, but tears would just start pouring out. I mean, it is, and I have to face them. I have to go up against these people. I have to, because, you know, I know they've killed so many, set so many up, because we can't let them keep doing this. It's real. Lindsey Williams is coming up in 5 minutes. He'll be with us for 45 minutes, and I have a state rep popping in for 10. And I'm going to get Lindsey back on again very, very soon. We appreciate Lindsey Williams being there. Everything he's been saying has been proven to be documented in triplicate. But officer, is it a Evie or a Eve?
It's Evie.
Evie. I have two different spellings here on my screen. Sorry. Anything else as an officer in Illinois that you're concerned, you're trying to reach out to other officers, or are you scared to? What's happening?
Well, I mean, obviously I'm a little scared because, you know, they don't want you to, you know, be informed of what's going on. But, yeah, I really just want officers to do, like what you said, go on YouTube, do, you know, Google these things and look into it. I mean, like I've been telling my husband, you don't have to take anyone's word for it. You can see it on paper, you know, in print from the news that you rely on for all your other information, you know. And, you know, he's been looking into it. And, you know, I think he's coming around. I just think his problem is he's wanted to be a police officer his whole life. And, you know, he's kind of, you know, disappointed and shocked and sad that it's going to come to this. And he's probably going to have to, you know, give it up. But, you know, on the other hand, we have two children. So that really comes before anything. And you know, I want my freedom. You know, my family's from the South. And, you know, I think that everyone should be able to carry a gun. I believe in concealed carry. And I support it. And I'm an officer and I support it. I totally agree with you. You talk about Chicago. Look at what goes on there. I mean, I have a lot of officers that are friends that are in Chicago. They're officers. And they think, you know, if these people knew that the citizen that they were coming on to try to do something to might be armed, maybe they might stop and not do it. Or,
well,
you know, maybe they think twice about it or get blown away.
Evie, they've done polls of officers nationwide, and upwards of 97% are pro-Second Amendment. They're good people.
Yeah.
But it's the police chiefs that are bought and paid for by the globalists. Now, this is another example of what I'm talking about, a microcosm of it. That's why they train the troops. Oh, the Army's here to help at checkpoints to stop drunks. Well, that's reasonable to stop drunks. Then the precedent set, then it's for gun confiscation. All of this, officers need to recognize how they're being manipulated. They need to recognize and understand we made films, you know, a decade ago, 12 years ago, documenting what would now happen, that we're not making this up. We're taking incredible risk to tell you this, but it's a greater risk not to fight it and not to go up against it. Had you ever tried to call in before?
No, this is the first time I've tried to call. I was really shocked I got through.
Yeah, well, usually I have all these police and military. I have all these police and military that email me saying they can never get through. I'm glad you got through. We're going to start having some days where only police and military can call in so they can get in and give us the intel and tell us what they're seeing and what's happening. I don't think it's his decision that your husband needs to leave the force. He needs to, within the law, within the Constitution, read that, follow that, and start speaking out against it. You know, start talking about it, or covertly, you know, expose what's happening. He can choose the way. I mean, see, as good people find out about the evil, they all leave the military and police, and they hire the illegal aliens, the felons, you know, the foreigners to fill up the ranks. So it's a catch-22, but, you know, you don't need to leave. I mean, you're on the ground. You know better than I. You just need to gauge what's happening. God bless you. Good to have you on with us, Evie, okay?
Get my call. I appreciate it.
God bless you. Take care. That's a good peace officer, a guardian of the people.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.